Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
G-Bag Nation, Honda Cars and McKinney, Jesse Holly, Ari Temkin, Mike Bassick, and they just fed us barbecue, so we're knee-deep in brisket right now.
It is so awesome. Honda Cars and McKinney, not only do they have the awesome sale going on of all their 2019 Hondas, but they treat us so nice and got a barbecue for us again, and they have a cake over there for 105.3 The Fan. We have Tolo stickers here. Come on out. Say hello to us. What are we doing? We're doing Fan Jam with Mike Bassick today. Is that correct?
It's the Fan Jam G-Bag style.
Okay.
All right. Or the G-Bag.
Yeah.
Fan Jam style. Something like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, Ari, you're doing an awesome job of leading us. Don't screw it up.
Clearance pricing on all 2019 Honda models. Named KBB.com's best overall brand and best value brand for 2019. We're all counting on you. All right. So, all this week, next week, countdown to camp, getting ready for camp.
Yeah.
Positional breakdowns.
Yeah. Yesterday, doing defensive line made me feel it makes me feel good about the Cowboys when we're doing this. We'll probably get to a position group where I'm like, okay, this is the one. But we're not to that one yet because I'm feeling really good about this, Jesse. So I'm excited to hear what you think of this offensive line compared to maybe 2014 or 2016.
And, Jesse, that's the discussion, mm-hmm. right? This was, at one point, the best offensive line in football. Now where is it, right? Because last year, without Travis Frederick, Tyron Smith continues, you know, where is he at health-wise? He's getting older, bad back. Lyle Collins at times played great. Lyle Collins at times struggled. Connor Williams was undersized. So, again, 2 years ago, best offensive line in football. Last year, average to above average. So where are they now, Jess?
I think when you can add – a lot of that has to do with health, right? Tyron is the catalyst. If he can stay healthy, it starts there. And then you add back Travis Frederick, now you have your piece in the middle. And Joe Looney did a great job last year filling in. And, no, he wasn't Travis, but he wasn't a pushover.
Right.
You know?
And the biggest thing – and correct me if I'm wrong, Jesse. The biggest drop-off between Looney and Frederick were things that Looney couldn't do. And that was just a familiarity with Zach Martin, understanding calls and – Looney did as good as he could have done,
right.
But physically Looney was really good. I just think it's a lot of the other things with Travis Frederick that he couldn't possibly be that they were missing that Looney couldn't bring to the table.
And the one thing when you have that unit, and I remember we had the offensive lineman, I can't forget, from the Jacksonville Jaguars, Munoz, right? Is it Munoz?
You're talking about Jeremy Purnell?
No. We had as a guest on our show last year.
Oh, yes. Anthony Munoz.
It wasn't the Jaguars. He's from
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Yeah. And he talked about the offensive line and how they fit like a glove. And when you have all of these guys who are used to one another and
yes.
have played one another, the cohesion is so much greater. And now we're able to do things at a much higher level. When you start taking pieces away and adding new pieces, it puts a chink in that armor. And I think now that you have Tyron back fully healthy, you'll have Zach Martin back, you'll have Travis Frederick back, Connor Williams now will be in his second year. He got bullied a little bit last year, was undersized a little bit. He had an entire offseason to add on some weight. And now these guys are very familiar with one another. So you can have them together, and now the communication is there. The familiarity is there, and you can move forward with that. And it's not for the running game. Zeke will be able to find holes. They'll be able to make holes. Dak was sacked last year. He was the third highest sacked quarterback in the National Football League. Over 60 sacks for Dak last year. A part of that is on him. A part of that is having a makeshift offensive line. So if you can come back and have some consistency with that offensive line, you make life a lot easier for Dak Prescott in the passing game. And now Kellen Moore can do different things with the offense.
Here's what I'm interested to see when we go to training camp. We get there Thursday night. Friday, I believe, is the State of the Union address from Jerry Jones and company, and then we get into practice Saturday morning, I believe, if I have my schedule correct.
Do they announce the Dak Prescott extension at the State of the Union address?
Boy, I bet we'd be hearing rumors about that, yeah. Especially leading into Monday or Tuesday. We'd be hearing rumors that they're getting close if that does happen. But here's what I'm excited to see or interested to see, because I don't know if excitement is here, is Connor Williams going to practice at offensive tackle? Because after drafting Connor McGovern with the third round pick, a very good guard out of Penn State, he would either be center guard, and it looks like center as long as Travis Frederick's healthy, and then the way Joe Looney did it last year, I don't think he will really get any snaps at center because you have two guys there already. McGovern, I think, will be a guard in the future. I know I'm speaking 2020, but right. 2020, he's going to be your starting guard. Lyle Collins will be gone off of this team. You just can't pay everybody, which means Connor Williams is going to pop out to tackle in 2020, most likely.
Of course, he was the left tackle for Texas.
How much will they be practicing that in training camp? Because if McGovern is doing well in preseason games and in practice, and if Connor Williams is doing pretty good at tackle, and I have no clue if this is going to happen, I just throw it out to you guys. How much do you think they'll be doing things like this in training camp, Jesse and Ari, to see where is Williams' best spot? Can McGovern come in and be a rookie player?
Some. And I say that because most of the time, guys like Sean Lee, guys like Tyron Smith, they'll get the Romo Wednesdays. Right, so they'll get those moments in training camp where they have this complete day off because of their veteran, the load management of the NFL,
yes.
The Romo Wednesdays, whatever day that may be. And now when you do that, it gives you, without bringing controversy or speculation to your team, well, we're giving Tyron his normal Romo Wednesday. And so with that, I got to put somebody in that spot.
If they put Connor Williams there, I don't care what the excuse is. It's going to be controversy.
But the thing is, and the offensive line is one of those only position groups where having really good backup offensive linemen is critical. It's critical.
And difficult. I mean, most teams don't have five legitimate starters.
I think it was USA Today. I did this earlier in the week or last week. They ranked the Cowboys' offensive line as the third or fourth deepest group in all of the NFL. Not maybe best, but deepest. And I do think there's an argument for best. But definitely nobody came for the deepest. Because of what you did in the third round, because of what Joe Looney did
right.
last year, both of those guys supposedly are going to be backups. Fleming did start in the NFL. He'll be your eighth offensive lineman. I don't think there's really any competition when they talk about
right. swing tackle.
Where's the competition? There's zero. If you're coming to the Dallas Cowboys training camp and you're not one of those eight guys, you either need injury to happen because you're coming there to work out for 31 other teams. You just have a Cowboys uniform on. You're coming there to work out for 31 other teams because that is done. There's no room for anybody else.
But the job security for a backup offensive lineman, right? If I can just stay on the team and I'm making $1 million a year and I'm good. My body's fresh. I'm good. Now, I know guys want to go out there and play, but you also know, and this team, and this is why they built it this way, they don't know what Tyron Smith is physically.
Yeah.
There was a huge question on that back, on that elbow, that knee, that groin. They do not know what Tyron Smith is going to be all year long. Even though he's coming back, they don't know what Travis Frederick is going to be. He can sit here and say all he wants that I'm stronger, I'm back. He ain't been in full pads yet.
Yeah.
So until he gets in full pads, they don't know what he is. And then, again, the offensive line position, you never know when someone is going to go down. And what you cannot have is that you cannot be in a position where you are not prepared to have someone step in and fill that role because, again, with Kellen Moore being your new offensive coordinator, you're going to try to implement new things that they haven't probably done yet. Formations, shifting, direction. So now I need all of these guys to be on the same page because if I take a guy out, guess what? If I have to insert a new guy who's not on this football team, that limits what I can do as a play caller
Okay. Because
he doesn't know the scheme and stuff that we're running. So let me have all of these guys on my roster, 5, 6, 7, 8 offensive linemen, and I'm rotating these guys in. So at any point in time of the season, if something happens or someone goes down, I don't have to change what I'm doing offensively because I have guys on my roster who have experience, who have the knowledge of what I'm doing, and we can insert them and not miss a beat.
Okay, so I know that preseason football, I can't say it's exciting. It happens, and it's there. I know last year for both of you guys, it had to be somewhat boring because once they got the news on Travis Frederick, they shut down playing.
Everybody.
Right, nothing happened. So you're like, you're watching preseason games, and the Cowboys are like, because of Travis Frederick's injury,
we're not playing. And then remember, it was the first preseason game Zach Martin went down,
right.
The first home preseason
game. So they're just
game.
Like, Dak's not playing. We had a plan to play Dak, but we're not playing Dak. We're not doing anything with Zeke. Like, we're not going to risk it because we're not sure what this offensive line can and cannot do in preseason football. But, Jesse, you bring up a great point. With Kellen Moore, with Travis Frederick coming back, how much do you think you guys will see that they will trust – or we need to work on a little bit in preseason football what we might possibly be doing as a core or a base of what we want to accomplish early on in the season?
I don't think we're going to see much of this sort of new offense. And what I think it's going to be is it's going to be the same offense. It's just going to have new window dressing. It's going to, you know, pre-snap motion. They're going to mix and match the personnel packages. So I don't think we'll see any of that preseason,
okay.
Jess.
All right.
I think we see some.
You do?
I do. I think we see some because, one, as an offensive play caller, I want to see this in – because you can only practice for 2 hours, right? So there's only so many scenarios that I can make up.
Right.
And I know Monday's
and
first
practice
downs.
And games aren't the same thing.
Right. Mondays are first downs. Tuesday is this. Or Wednesday is this. Fridays, whatever it is, you have certain days that you do certain things. This day is on – we're going to do third down days. So you can only make up or drum up certain situations.
Yeah.
In games, things happen that you could not draw up. So if and the way Jason Garrett works – this is how he operates. Jason Garrett is not comfortable with implementing something or putting something in unless he sees it repped a lot. So for Kellen Moore to win over Jason Garrett, to win over his offensive players, other people in staff, I'm going to have to see some of it. So we understand that'll work, got to tweak that. We're throwing that completely out. So you got to do some of it because you just can't practice all the situations and scenarios in practice.
This segment brought to you by Mark Rubin with Rubin & Associates. If you're facing foreclosure or repossession, IRS, credit card, or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin, your property, and get you living life again. Call Mark right now, 1-800-LAWYERS. That's Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates, 1-800-LAWYERS.
So spring training and training camp are pretty different. Obviously, I get to go to both. One I got to participate in for 13 years. When Sin Soo Choo, I asked him this during spring training, and it's stupidly, I totally forgot because I was like, is there anybody you're seeing out of the young guys that are performing in the, you know, the sixth through the ninth inning is when you'll get to see the prospects do some stuff. And I forget. And Chu was like, well, I leave. I don't know what they're doing because after I get in my one or two at bats or three innings or whatever, I go into the clubhouse, I get my workout in or whatever I need to do, and I go home to prepare for the next day of spring training. I ask you this, Jesse. As a wide receiver, when I get to go to training camp, I pick what I get to watch. Obviously, the offensive linemen are working over here while the wide receivers and cornerbacks are working against each other possibly over there and stuff. Do you have any clue when you were working if Connor McGovern is improving, if he can or can't play? Because you're really, during that 4 to 6 o'clock session, you're doing a lot of receiver drills. So I'm just wondering, do you hear things? Like, are you hearing how rookies are doing? Or
you see it in film? Because when you come back and you watch film later on that night, there is a team film, right, at times, and then you break down into offense, defense. And then you'll watch the offensive stuff. So you'll get a chance to hear the head coach, the OC, the O-line coach, all the coaches that will be in that meeting room. And you'll get the chance to hear and see, okay, this is why the pocket broke down because of that player. Oh, this is why this worked because of that player. And then you break down into your position groups. So you get a chance to see it on multiple levels, whether that guy is progressing or regressing, whether this is working or not working, because when you break down into your position, to your side of the ball, offense or defense, you get a chance to watch that group as a whole work during that team period.
Ari, I know you were there when Zach Martin was a rookie in training camp, and one of the things that impressed me is Tyron Crawford was a veteran at the time, and when they were doing their one-on-ones where they kind of have a football about 6 yards away approximately, like, can you get to where the quarterback approximately would be? And Zach Martin, this first-round pick who had never played in the NFL, guys like Tyron Crawford couldn't move him. I was like, oh, my God. Like, Zach Martin is dominating now. When I interviewed Tyron Crawford, I said, man, it looks like you're doing a great job against everybody in one-on-ones except for Zach Martin. He took offense to that because I was saying, like, there's this one rookie dude kicking your ass.
Right.
And I didn't say it that way, but I understood why he took it. I was like, oh, crap, I better back off of that, because he gave me the look of, like – but I just wonder, like, if Connor McGovern – it's not fair. One guy was a 16th overall pick. Right. One guy's a third-round pick. But I'm excited to see on one-on-ones against some of these veteran guys, Malik Collins, Tyron Crawford, obviously watching Tristan Hill – you know, like, how
are
they going to do?
Some of that can be a little bit misleading. Across the board, when you do one-on-ones, some of that can be a tad bit misleading, whether you win or lose the battle. Because, again, I know football is a bunch of one-on-one battles happening collectively, you know, together. But there's other things that are happening.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm doing one-on-ones with the DB, like, nothing, like, you know, there's no rub route. There's no, nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing going on around him to get him off. Just solely focused on me.
Yeah.
Same thing with the offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Yeah, it's a one-on-one battle, but I may have a back there that's going to chip.
Right.
I may have if I'm the tackle, I may have a guard who gets a hand in there. I may have a tight end before he leaves. Go ahead and give him a shoulder. So there's certain things where you'll have – it can be a little bit misleading when you do these things. You have to do them. It's a part of the process. But I always say don't look at that as always being the end-all, be-all of a player.
When I was in spring training, if there was a pitcher struggling that was on the team, right, they would send him down and just pitch in B games or minor league games to get him maybe back on track. And so he would be away from the media and away from the competition of maybe a little bit better competition. Jesse, what was funny to me, and I go to Taco Charlton when he was a rookie, they'd have him going on one-on-ones against the guys that were starting or the backups that were on the team, and he couldn't beat any of them. And then they're like 67, who you knew wasn't going to make the team. And like, they're like, you get over here and try to like, – they're trying to give Taco like confidence because he couldn't beat a human being that was in the NFL in practice. They're like, this dude's getting released. I just assume he's horrible on film.
You should beat him.
Like, can you beat him? Like, I know they're not saying that to Taco, but they're like trying to give him confidence. Can you beat this guy because he's not even on the team?
And I think the Bassick, the question you brought up about McGovern – the dynamic between Connor Williams, Connor McGovern, and Lyle Collins and how they manage that is probably the most underappreciated storyline heading into training camp.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.